As cat parents, Ryder and I know the feeling of being ignored by our cats. I often wonder, does my cat even love me?
Well, there's only one solution to solve that. Sheba.
Feed your cat Sheba and go from feeling ignored to truly adored in 12 days, guaranteed or your money back. Sheba has so many incredible products that can satisfy even the pickiest eater, like new Sheba Grilled, made in the USA with the finest ingredients from around the world. They are savory strips in a succulent sauce that cats are sure to love. And it's 100% complete and balanced with essential vitamins and nutrients for adult cats like my Bill. Made without artificial flavors or preservatives, no corn, wheat, or soy. To learn more, check out Sheba.com.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
No matter the occasion, snack time should be easy. That's why Skinny Pop popcorn keeps it light, airy, and endlessly delicious. Skinny Pop is made from just 3 simple ingredients, delivering an irresistible taste without being complicated. Skinny Pop's simplicity allows you to freely enjoy as much popcorn as you want. Just open the bag and enjoy. No overthinking, no tough choices. When it comes to snacking, Skinny Pop just makes sense. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop, popular for a reason.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
A crypto executive in France was kidnapped from his home along with his wife. The people who took him cut off one of his fingers. They wanted 10 million euros in cryptocurrency. In Arizona, 2 teenagers from California, 16 and 17 years old, drove over 600 miles to a neighborhood in Scottsdale, put on FedEx uniforms they'd bought off Amazon, knocked on a stranger's front door, and when that door opened, they forced their way inside, beat the homeowner until he had a concussion and a broken rib, duct taped both adults to chairs, and demanded access to $66 million in digital currency. They were carrying a 3D-printed gun. They'd known each other about a month. And when investigators asked them why they did it, they said 2 people they'd never met, screen names Red and 8, on an encrypted messaging app, told them to. That's what a wrench attack looks like. And the question gaining serious traction right now in the Nancy Guthrie investigation and the case, at least out there in the social media ethers, and the question gaining serious traction right now, right here, is whether the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, 84 years old, mother of Savannah Guthrie, taken from her home in the California, Catalina, foothills in the early morning hours, is part of the same machine. It's a question. We've talked about it a little bit on the show with Jennifer Coffendaffer. She's been talking about this quite a bit, probably more than most on social media. And I wanted to do a dive into it myself, just outside of those conversations. If you want to go back in our archive, you can go back and listen and watch, and there's a whole bunch of stuff about this. So press subscribe and go back and check that out if you want to dig deeper. The term comes from a web comic that was posted back in 2009, a cybersecurity joke. The idea was simple. Why spend months trying to crack someone's encryption when you can spend $5 on a wrench and beat the password out of them? It was funny because it was absurd, because most people would never actually do that. Except now they do, regularly. In 2025, blockchain security firm Serta K documented 72 verified wrench attacks worldwide, a 75% jump from the year before. In just the first 4 months of 2026, they've already logged 34 more. Losses have blown past $100 million, and the people behind these operations have figured out something that should terrify anyone with digital assets or a family member who has them. The most advanced encryption in the world is worthless if it can just grab somebody that they love, make a phone call, and show up with a wrench. Here's how it works in practice. Because in Scottsdale, in this case, it lays out almost like a textbook. Somewhere out there, typically overseas, typically in a country that won't cooperate with the FBI, sits a person who will never touch the front door. Call them the handler, if you will. They're young. They're digitally sophisticated. They know blockchain forensics, encrypted communications, and how to stay invisible online. And they have access to information about who holds cryptocurrency and where those people live. A lot of that information comes from data breaches. The 2025 Coinbase breach alone reportedly exposed personal details for tens of thousands of users. If you're running wrench attacks, a breach like that is a shopping list. But the handler doesn't get on a plane. The handler gets on Signal or Telegram and finds people expandable. In the Scottsdale case, it was two high school kids from San Luis Obispo County. They met about a month before the job. They told police that anonymous contacts Red and 8 sent them $1,000 for supplies, gave them the target address, and pointed them at a house where they believe $66 million in crypto was sitting. The kids bought FedEx uniforms, they bought zip ties and duct tape, they drove 600 miles across state lines to a neighborhood they'd never been to, targeting people they'd never met on the instructions of handlers they couldn't identify. One of them told police he'd been invited on a trip to tie people up for access to cryptocurrency. That's the recruitment layer. Disposable, deniable, and if they get caught, and those two did get caught, the handler is insulated behind encryption and international borders and just keeps operating. The dupes take the heat. That Scottsdale case has been logged as the first verified U.S. wrench attack of 2026. It happened on January 31st, 90 minutes south of Scottsdale in the Catalina foothills outside Tucson. Nancy Guthrie was seen alive for the last time on that same day. Same state, same day, an hour and a half apart. Now, before you're like, whoa, huzzah, I want to be careful here because proximity in time and geography is not evidence of connection. It's also not nothing. And the people making the case for a wrench attack connection to Nancy Guthrie aren't random voices on the internet. Coffendaver has said publicly she's been considering this possibility since early March. She's a good friend of mine. She's on the show all the time. I trust her opinion. I don't necessarily always agree with it, but it's not coming out of nowhere. Retired Colorado Detective Lisa Miller walked through the operational parallels in detail with Fox News Digital and Serta K, the same security firm tracking wrench attacks globally. But Nancy Guthrie's name, and put Nancy Guthrie's name on its official 2026 case list. Their argument has specific points that are worth hearing out. Again, not the same as these other two, but follow along with me and give me your thoughts in the comment section as we work our way through why some folks think this might be a wrench attack and why it could possibly be or not. First, the target selection. Wrench attack networks have moved increasingly toward what the security world calls proxy targeting, going after a family member instead of the person with the money. You don't need the crypto holder in the room. You need someone that crypto holder will pay anything to get back. Nancy Guthrie's daughter is one of the most recognizable faces on American morning television, Savannah Guthrie. Her compensation is publicly reported. Her mother lived alone in a remote area with a predictable routine. If you're a handler scrolling through potential leverage points against someone with visible wealth, Nancy Guthrie fits a possible profile. If you're assuming that you could get crypto from someone close to Nancy, it's not the operational assumption that Nancy's going to, oh, let me get my phone out right here and transfer that right over to your wallet. No, it's more so you're connected to people who have what they want. Second, the operative on the porch. Miller described the person captured on Nancy's doorbell camera as a bit of a doofus, and we've called them a thousand different things on this show. Cheap gear, reflective clothing, awkward firearm handling. But Miller's point was that the incompetence actually supports the theory rather than undermining it. In a wrench attack, the person at the door isn't supposed to be sophisticated. That's the whole design. The sophistication sits behind the encrypted app. The person you see on camera is the disposable layer, recruited, pointed at an address, and cut loose if anything goes wrong. Third, law enforcement confirmed early on that this was a kidnapping for ransom. Now, consider the source of the law enforcement as if that statement even means anything at all. That's what Nanos has talked about. And Nanos is a fucking idiot, in my opinion. Nancy Guthrie has said so. Savannah, rather, I should say, has said that that she believes that it might be a kidnapping for ransom as well. Now, because I believe Nanos is an idiot, doesn't necessarily mean that this idea is wrong. It's just not what you think it is. It's just not the traditional kidnapping for ransom sort of situation. A ransom-driven abduction of an elderly family member of a wealthy public figure, that's the wrench attack playbook. So the theory, it has some structure. It has credentialed voices. It has a security firm's official stamp, and it has the Scottsdale case sitting right there on the same calendar page and not all that far away physically. And yet, when you stop listening to how well the theory sounds and start measuring it against specific evidence in the case, it starts coming apart. And out at the edges, at the foundation. Now, look, I'm not saying it's impossible that it couldn't be a wrench attack, but I am saying let's take a look at the other side of the coin as well, as we always do here. We want to take a look at everything. Not necessarily saying it leaves us in a great place of like, see, we're on a good track, but no, it's more like, see, here's reality. And let's deal with reality on reality's terms. I think that's always a rather important thing to do. The most basic requirement of a wrench attack is a crypto connection. Every single documented case, everyone insert a case database in Jameson Lopps tracker, in every case study published by TRM Labs, traces back to someone who either holds cryptocurrency or is directly tied to someone who does. The targeting pipeline depends on data, a breach, an exchange record, a blockchain trail, a social media post about holdings. There has to be a reason the handler believed, or the dupe believed, crypto was accessible through that target. And in the Nancy Guthrie case, there's really no publicly identified reason. Zero. There's no evidence that Savannah Guthrie holds cryptocurrency. It'd be a big assumption if she did. Might she? Might she have some of her investments in there? Sure, it might. In a lot of things, probably. It's probably, some of it is probably in a greater portfolio. When you have that kind of wealth, it's also not something you may even be aware of where your money is sitting or working for you. There's no data breach that connects the Guthrie family to a crypto targeting pipeline. Nobody who supports this theory, not Coffin Daffer, not Miller, not Serta K, has identified what would have put the Guthrie family on a wrench attack handler's radar in the first place. And you can't have a crypto-motivated crime without a crypto connection. Asking for Bitcoin in a ransom note doesn't make something a wrench attack any more than asking for unmarked bills makes something a bank robbery. Criminals use Bitcoin because it's harder to trace. That's opportunism, not organizational identity. Now look at the doorbell camera. The person on Nancy's porch discovered it unseen, it seems, and improvised, pulling weeds out of the yard and covering it up in real time. Little cilantro here. Think about what that means. If this is supposed to be a wrench attack, the entire point of the handler layout is reconnaissance. The handler identifies the target, researches the property, provides the address, and briefs the operative on what they're walking into. A visible doorbell camera is the most obvious thing a handler would flag. It's the first thing you'd mention. In the Scottsdale case, the operative showed up with a rehearsed cover story. FedEx uniforms, a box, a dolly designed to get the door open voluntarily. That is preparation. That's someone who was briefed. The person at Nancy's door had no cover story, no disguise strategy, and didn't know the camera existed until he was standing in front of it. That's not a briefed operative. That's someone who showed up without a plan. The gear reinforces the same conclusion. In documented wrench attacks, handlers invest in operational cover because the whole operation depends on getting inside without raising an alarm before they're ready. The Scottsdale kids, like I said, they purchase the uniform props, a plausible pretext. The person at Nancy's door was wearing cheap reflective clothing with nothing resembling a thought-out approach. No uniform, no props, no strategy at the door. That's consistent with someone working alone or on minimal resources. It's not consistent with someone who is equipped and directed by a network that has shown, in other cases, the ability to coordinate across state lines and outfit operatives for the job. Maybe they're new to the game. Maybe they're trying it out for the first time, and this just went horribly. I don't know. Then there's Serta K classification, which has gotten a lot of play and deserves a harder look than it's received. Serta K put Nancy's case on its official wrench attack list and cited a Bitcoin ransom demand as the defining feature. But the ransom communications that surfaced publicly in this case, sent to media outlets, came from opportunists with no established connection to whoever actually took Nancy. We have no real certifiable proof that these demand letters were from the actual kidnappers. So that's a leap one has to make and in their mind go, no, that's definitely from them for that to actually work. At least one of those demand letters came from a California man named Derek Kalela, who was a confirmed hoax. Resulted in federal charges. If Serta K built its classification on ransom demands that investigators and other experts have already separated from the actual crime, then the classification isn't built on case evidence. It's built on noise that someone else generated after the fact. Putting Nancy Guthrie's name on a wrench attack list because some ransom note that showed up that can't be verified where it came from doesn't make her case a wrench attack. It means the list needs better sourcing. So there's that. Pima County has pushed back formally. A department spokesperson told Fox News they've never received any reports referencing wrench attacks in their community and have not confirmed any crypto connection. Well, guess what, Pima County News? They'd be like, hey, I'm going to do a wrench attack this week and write Nanos a formal letter letting him know here's exactly what it is and here's what it's called. The flat-out denial, no matter what you think about this, their investigation, tells you it's not the direction that people with access to the actual evidence have pursued much. What does that mean? You can take that anyway, too, quite honestly. Because there are potential, I guess, strings you could pull here. I didn't want to say it's a lane, but it's strings. And if you got nothing, you're going to pull on those strings and see what comes up. Underneath all of the expert commentary and the security reports and the coincidence of the Scottsdale timeline, the evidence you can actually observe still tells a simpler story. Someone showed up at an elderly woman's home. They discovered the camera on the spot and scrambled. They were wearing cheap gear with no operational thought behind it. They handled their firearm, if that's what it is, like somebody doesn't carry one regularly. They left behind forensic material that investigators are now running through genetic genealogy. Every one of those facts points more clearly towards someone who came to burglarize a home they expected to be empty and found themselves in a situation they weren't ready for. Not towards a coordinated crypto extortion network with an overseas handler running the show through encrypted channels. I get why the theory has legs. I do. When a case drags on month after month, with no arrest, no named suspect, no answers, people look for a framework that explains the silence. And a wrench attack with its overseas masterminds and encrypted cutouts and jurisdictional dead ends explains the silence beautifully. It makes the absence of progress feel like a feature of the crime rather than a failure of the investigation. That's the comforting thought if you've been watching this case and wondering why nobody's in handcuffs yet. An amateur who got lucky and hasn't been caught is a harder thing to sit with. Doesn't have the same narrative architecture. Doesn't explain the void as neatly. But wanting an explanation and having evidence for one are two different things. The wrench attack theory checks some boxes. The proxy target logic makes sense on paper. The Scottsdale timing is hard to ignore. The doofus on the porch as a disposable operative argument has a certain internal logic to it. Those points deserve to be taken seriously, and I've tried to lay them out as fairly as I can here. But the boxes it misses are the ones that hold the theory together. No crypto connection to the family, no data trail to the target, no evidence of handler reconnaissance, no operational preparation consistent with a directed job, and a security firm's classification that appears to rest on ransom demands that have been debunked. You can't build a wrench attack case without the wrench. And right now, the crypto link that makes the entire muddle work simply isn't there. The theory deserves a serious look. And it got one. And where it stands right now with everything we see in this case, we can see in this case, is that a framework being stretched over this case called a wrench attack, in my opinion, doesn't quite fit. Now, could there be information that makes this fit into the square peg hole a little bit better? Maybe. Anything is possible. Things can change. Keep going with where the evidence leads us. But the simpler answer at this point in time is still harder to accept. And sometimes the most unsatisfying explanation is the one the evidence actually supports. In the case of Nancy Guthrie, that is still where the evidence points. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. There is no right or wrong to this. There's just looking at reality, evaluating it, and going where it leads. That, in my opinion, is where that theory sits right now. Not completely. I mean, I'll entertain anything. I'll keep entertaining this, sure. Because there could be pieces that we don't know yet that actually put this into better perspective. But we're not aware of it yet. I'm hoping to God the investigators are. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We will continue our conversation there. Be sure to press subscribe if you've not done so already. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. and more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
No matter the occasion, snack time should be easy. That's why Skinny Pop popcorn keeps it light, airy, and endlessly delicious. Skinny Pop is made from just 3 simple ingredients, delivering an irresistible taste without being complicated. Skinny Pop's simplicity allows you to freely enjoy as much popcorn as you want. Just open the bag and enjoy. No overthinking, no tough choices. When it comes to snacking, Skinny Pop just makes sense. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop, popular for a reason.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
No matter the occasion, snack time should be easy. That's why Skinny Pop popcorn keeps it light, airy, and endlessly delicious. Skinny Pop is made from just 3 simple ingredients, delivering an irresistible taste without being complicated. Skinny Pop's simplicity allows you to freely enjoy as much popcorn as you want. Just open the bag and enjoy. No overthinking, no tough choices. When it comes to snacking, Skinny Pop just makes sense. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop, popular for a reason.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
No matter the occasion, snack time should be easy. That's why Skinny Pop popcorn keeps it light, airy, and endlessly delicious. Skinny Pop is made from just 3 simple ingredients, delivering an irresistible taste without being complicated. Skinny Pop's simplicity allows you to freely enjoy as much popcorn as you want. Just open the bag and enjoy. No overthinking, no tough choices. When it comes to snacking, Skinny Pop just makes sense. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop, popular for a reason.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
No matter the occasion, snack time should be easy. That's why Skinny Pop popcorn keeps it light, airy, and endlessly delicious. Skinny Pop is made from just 3 simple ingredients, delivering an irresistible taste without being complicated. Skinny Pop's simplicity allows you to freely enjoy as much popcorn as you want. Just open the bag and enjoy. No overthinking, no tough choices. When it comes to snacking, Skinny Pop just makes sense. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop, popular for a reason.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
No matter the occasion, snack time should be easy. That's why Skinny Pop popcorn keeps it light, airy, and endlessly delicious. Skinny Pop is made from just 3 simple ingredients, delivering an irresistible taste without being complicated. Skinny Pop's simplicity allows you to freely enjoy as much popcorn as you want. Just open the bag and enjoy. No overthinking, no tough choices. When it comes to snacking, Skinny Pop just makes sense. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop, popular for a reason.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. more passion in the details, and more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
No matter the occasion, snack time should be easy. That's why Skinny Pop popcorn keeps it light, airy, and endlessly delicious. Skinny Pop is made from just 3 simple ingredients, delivering an irresistible taste without being complicated. Skinny Pop's simplicity allows you to freely enjoy as much popcorn as you want. Just open the bag and enjoy. No overthinking, no tough choices. When it comes to snacking, Skinny Pop just makes sense. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop, popular for a reason.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah. That feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.